Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Diving right back into it on a Monday, 7 o'clock here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, all back together with you. Some funny things and videos you see last night in the NBA Championship. Did you see the video of Adam Silver, a.k.a. Voldemort? Show me his face. Standing in the crowd as they're like showing the end is near of the game, and it's just him and his two security guard goons. They're just standing there, no emotion, just...
Oh no!
Staring on.
Gosh, he's so weird.
Was he the biggest celebrity again in attendance?
No.
Other than Christian Chenoweth, who sang the national anthem beautifully last night. Other than her, were there any other famous Oklahomans there?
The other funny video I saw was Jalen Williams trying his first beer.
That was good.
He was like, "Where's the tequila at?" And they all got like a Michelob Ultra. He takes one drink. He's just like, "Oh, this isn't for me." So great, man. So great. You can find that. SportsCenter tweeted it out.
And then also the buses, too. The buses with the world champions. Oklahoma City's lucky they... Where were those buses being stored? By the Pacers locker room? Like, what in the hell was that?
They already had buses painted with champions and an open face all ready for the parade. And they saw it. The Pacers saw it before the game. That could have been bad.
It could have been real bad that Halliburton got injured and changed the whole dynamic of the game. Yep. Are you going down for the parade then?
Of course.
You get down there, you head down to I-35 and going to check this thing out. I think it's going to be fun.
It's actually
kind of cool. Oklahoma City, like, that's a city that legitimately has never won anything.
No.
And they finally get this opportunity, their first team. It's been there a little over a decade now. And, you know, that's a great story, man. It's really cool to see a smaller little town like that get a parade. And I'm interested to see what's going to happen in that parade and how cool it's going to be. And
those fans are going to go nuts.
Yeah. And they've got like a river walk down there as well in Bricktown. So maybe they're going to go down the river there. I don't know how they're going to do the parade in Oklahoma City, but I hope somebody makes an ass of themselves.
Had a weekend of the College World Series. LSU wins. So now an SEC team has won the College World Series every year since 2018. Caitlin Clark played on Sunday, if anybody watched that as well. As well as Sophie Cunningham. By the way, I don't know if you saw that information. Her jersey sold out.
Sold
overnight.
Overnight.
After she put that lady in the earlock.
That's right.
And then it was the 7th straight season a different NBA champion was.
That's cool, right?
Like, I love it.
So it went Raptors, Lakers, Bucks, Golden State, Denver, Celtics, Thunder.
Right.
That's insane.
Celtic Thunder. I like that act. They're really good. They come to the music hall a lot, right? But I think that's cool. And I also think that's stressful a little bit. And I stay stressful because you need a villain in the league still. Yep. And I don't know that the league right now has that villainous team. Like, the Chiefs are the villain of the NFL. Say what you want, right? We love them here. Everybody else hates the Chiefs, right? Can we have that villainous team now in the NBA, or is it going to be just villainous people? And I don't know who the biggest villain right now, the commissioner maybe, is in the NBA. You know,
I've seen
at this
you guys
point
have
in time.
Him standing in the crowd.
Yeah, okay.
Via Twitter,
I'll have to look at it.
No, it looks like just pure evil. It's like a skinny Dr. Evil just like trying to like take over the NBA world as he already has done. It's just weird.
But who is the villain now? Is there a villainous
Silver?
But Oklahoma City can't be. They're too nice. They're too good.
Let them win back to back.
Now, Now that's the thing.
Yeah,
they win again, right?
That's happened to Golden State.
Yep. They're the Chiefs. First year the Chiefs won, right? Like the first year we won that championship, man. Everybody loved the Chiefs. This
Mahomes
is awesome.
Is so
this is
cool.
Fun. Look at Mahomes. Everybody's got his hair cut. Everybody's got his jersey. I hate this guy now, man. All he does is win. Is that going to be SGA in a couple of years? Like, I'm rooting for Oklahoma City to truly become a dynasty and become that villainous team. I think that would be kind of fun for the smallest market in American professional sports outside of Green Bay to be the biggest villain in one of the top leagues.
Heck yeah.
The irony of sports is that to be great, you have to win. To be hated, you have to continue to win.
That's right.
People hate the Yankees.
Yep.
People hate the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. People hated the Patriots. People hated the Lakers. People hate the Celtics.
Right.
What do they all do? They just win.
Win.
And why do you hate them? Because they win. Seth Lugo is Greg Maddux, question mark?
Kind of like a little bit like a Greg Maddux to me, man. Okay. Like, just up there painting pictures when he pitches. He's fun to watch pitch. And Greg Maddux was fun to watch pitch. I don't know that I've had this much fun watching anybody on the Royals pitch maybe ever, right? Like maybe that Granky outlier of a season, but the team was so bad. Who gave a rat's ass? Yeah, but it wasn't like this. This is watching somebody on the mound basically saying, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want and you're not going to hit it. I've got 18 different options and you have no idea what I'm gonna do. And I think a lot of it too has the fact that he looks like a dad, right? Mm-hmm. He's wearing his dad pants out there on the mound. He's got that device and he just keeps pushing in numbers, and every time he pushes in something he dials up the right one. Like, he just goes out there and toys with people. Like, I haven't seen somebody truly toy with people like Greg Maddux did back in the day. He would mess with people's minds, and that's what Lugo's like to me. I watch him out there on the mound, I look at those batters, they have no an idea what this guy's going to do. They can't figure out Seth Lugo out there. And that's why I think it's like Greg, because you can never figure out Greg Maddux. Lugo just goes out there and it's something different every single time. And if you think you got it figured out, he just invents a new pitch and throws it at you and gets you out. He's great, man.
I think the one comp I'll give you with Greg, because I think Greg Maddux is the greatest pitcher of all time.
Yeah.
And I've sent you videos to like enlighten you of how crazy he was as a pitcher. Yeah, the equivalent of Tony Gwynn was Greg Maddux, right? Like, didn't walk anybody, pitched a game one time in an hour and 12 minutes, and threw a complete game shutout in like 85 pitches.
Right.
I mean,
somebody would have pulled them probably after the third, though.
And I will say, I think the thing that gives me similarities in this context of what you say is that they're both frustrating from a batter's perspective.
Hell yes.
Because it's not like they're going up there and hosing you down with 97 miles per hour. They just make the ball dance at a speed that is 87, 88. Maybe there's a couple of 90s in there as well. But they're almost just a painter. Mm-hmm. And when you see the ball move, or you're like thinking to yourself, okay, splitter, slider, curve, I don't know what's coming, but they all break it a different way and it comes out of the same slot. You can't really understand like which pitch is coming, so it's confusing. Whereas like a guy like Paul Skenes goes up there and it's just like, I can't touch this guy because he's throwing 102 miles per hour. And the ball moves at such a fast rate. Whereas Lugo makes you think more than anything. And I think that's the frustrational part that Maddux would do. Because there are times when Bobby Cox like walk Bonds and he's like, no. I'll start him outside. I'll move him inside. He'll pop it up to Chipper on the third pitch. Watch. Pitch three, pop up to third base, Chipper Jones. Yeah. And it's just one of those crazy things that those guys have. They are masters of their craft. They're not just, you know, I don't want to say God-given talent because they are, but like it's not like it's Skenes, Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens, those guys that were like power pitchers. But Lugo is that guy that is, he's very good at his craft. Again, I'm with you. I would like to see him just go a little longer. But hey, maybe there is something there that we don't know yet.
You ever see those artists at charity auctions that like paint with speed and they paint these great photos?
Or
of,
they
like,
do it upside down and then turn it?
And they just go. Like, and at the end, you get this picture of Patrick Mahomes. You're like, oh my God, look at the way that turned out, right? That's like watching Seth Lugo out there on the mound. He's doing different things. He's mixing pitches. Like, if you're a kid that wants to be a big league pitcher, be Seth Lugo, man, because that guy's going to have a long career. He's never going to blow out his arm because he's not throwing 1,000 miles per hour. He's a true pitcher, and there's not many pitchers anymore. There are throwers, guys that want to get up to 105 miles an hour, but guys like Seth Lugo and Greg Maddux that just go up there and just kind of do their thing and dictate the game, like there's not many pitchers that dictate a game like Seth Lugo and Greg Maddux did back in the day. And I know it's a big-time comparison, but that's like the first thing I thought of, like just sitting back and watching these guys with enjoyment and laughing at times too, like, oh my God, that was awesome what that guy just did right there. You
that's
know?
Why I love the combo of Reagan's-Lugo. Lefty-righty, younger, older,
yeah,
power, strikeout pitcher, finesse, veteran, painting the picture. Comes up on the top of the text line. Is it bad that I think we should trade Lugo?
No, I'm kind of with you. Like right now where the Royals are, I would hate to miss an opportunity to be able to trade Lugo and restock that farm system. I get both sides of that thing, but like if you go downhill, you end up like 500, let's say, right? I don't know why I came up with that number, but let's just use that for argument's sake.
You get swept by Tampa.
Yeah, you get swept by Tampa. You're five games under 500. The Dodgers are rolling into town. That's a time now. We're not really adders if you're five games under 500 at the beginning of July, right? You got to think, okay, I think it's still too early for anybody to say that they're sellers, as we saw last week. But you also have to be out there exploring options, because desperate teams sometimes do desperate things around the trade deadline to get better. I think you do have to explore the options out there for Seth Lugo. And if something great is out there, then you make the move. And if nothing great is out there, then you don't make that move. But you can't not listen to anything. And that's something that I know these guys do in front offices. They listen on everybody, because you never know what's going to be out there, and you never know what somebody may offer you.
Yeah, I'm just a little concerned letting Lugo go, because who is the anchor of your staff right now? Is it Bubic? Is it Noah Cameron? He can't get any runs, so it doesn't matter what he does. Lugo, Reagan's, sounds like he's going to be out until at least after the All-Star game. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you're kind of just in like this weird predicament where you're kind of like in purgatory right now, where you're not winning your division, nor are you a wild card team, but you're not necessarily out of the wild card. You're two games out of your wild card. Obviously, you're 10.5 out of your division. We all think that that is pretty much signed, sealed, delivered. It's Detroit. But again, you don't have Cole Reagans, and you don't know what he will be when he comes back. You don't know if Bubic will be able to continue it. He's going to have days where he's not there.
Right.
You've got Lorenzen, Noah Cameron, these other guys in the rotation. So it's kind of one of those things where I'm like,
right. And purgatory is a great word to use, Dusty. I think that nails it. Like, everybody knows what purgatory is. And that's what you are when you're a 500 baseball team. Like, if in sports, either be really, really good or really, really bad. Being a 500 team doesn't.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Doesn't really accomplish much, because it hinders you from making moves to get better, but it also gives you that false sense that you're in it, and then maybe you don't make other moves down the line in order to get rid of some veterans to get some minor leaguers back that could help your minor league system and build your organization up. So I think you're right. I think purgatory is the good term. Either be really, really good or really, really bad, but that purgatory, man, it does suck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.